Our lesson today is going to be starting out in Luke chapter 9 in just a moment. But before we begin today, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the great God that thou art. Father, we ask your blessing upon the lesson today. We ask that you would strengthen and encourage the saint of God listening. And if there be a lost soul listening to this broadcast, I pray that they would come to realize their lost condition in need of salvation, and that they would call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to save them, believing that it is his shed blood alone that pays for all their sins, past, present, and future, and secure them a home in heaven when they die. Father, we pray that you would have your will in your way in our lesson today. And we ask it all in your Son Jesus' precious name. Amen. Our lesson today is in a form of a question. And I ask this question to everyone listening today. And the question is this: has your cross budded? Has your cross budded? Luke chapter 9 with me. In Luke chapter 9, let's read together verses 23 through 26. The words of God have this to say. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged, if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. Again, focusing in on verse 23. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. The secret to bearing fruit for the Lord really is no secret. We have creation that teaches us, as well as the Holy Scriptures. You see, a seed cannot bear fruit unless it dies and goes into the ground, and then it will yield fruit. Likewise, unless a Christian dies and goes into the ground, he can never bear fruit for God. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. The words of Almighty God say this: but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself shall be a castaway. Again, we're looking at cross-bearing, bearing fruit for the Lord. What Paul is saying to do that here in the verse, 1 Corinthians 9:27, he had to die to self to bear fruit, to be of any use to the Lord. He had to keep his flesh under. He had to die to self daily. Let's talk a little bit now about cross-bearing. You and I are commanded to take up our own cross and follow Him. Notice, everyone has a different cross. Everyone has a different burden to bear. But all of us as Christians have a cross to bear. You see, you and I are commanded to live for Jesus now. The question I ask you is, why wouldn't you? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10 for a moment. Matthew chapter 10. And we want to look in Matthew chapter 10 to look at verses 34 to 39. The words of God have this to say. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. See again, he that finds his life shall lose it, but he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. Just as Simon was compelled to bear his cross, so are we compelled by our Savior to bear his yoke and burden with him. Notice in Matthew chapter 11, the words of Jesus Christ, the command that he gives us. In Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Now I'd like us to turn our attention to 2 Corinthians in chapter number 5. And notice in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 with me, if you would, verses 14 and 15. And this is what the words of God have to say. "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, if one died for all, then we're all dead. In that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." See, we are compelled by our Savior to bear his yoke and his burden with him. Let's turn our attention and ask the question, What will happen when you bear your cross? What's the result? Amen. When you bear your cross, what's going to happen? Well, first of all, it will cause you, your flesh, to die. Notice Paul's comments, his words, his under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in Romans chapter 6. Notice what the words of Almighty God have to say in Romans chapter 6, verse 6. The Word of God says this: knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. The old man, the flesh, in other words, is crucified with who? Him, Christ. That the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. So here's something that you and I can know. That our old man is crucified with Christ. Our flesh is crucified with Christ. And the reason for that is that the body, the flesh, which is sinful, might be destroyed, and as a result of that, we no longer will serve sin. So when you bear your cross, it'll cause you, your flesh, to die. Look also with me in Romans chapter 8, verse 13. Romans chapter 8, verse 13, the words of God say this: for if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Mortify, put to death. That's how you can put the flesh to death, is through the Holy Spirit of God that indwells you as a believer. See? Use the power of the Holy Spirit to cause your flesh to die, to keep it under, to crucify it. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5 with me, if you would. And in Galatians chapter 5, look at verse 24. The words of God have this to say. Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. The flesh contains affections and lusts. Not of the things of God, but of the things of the world. But they that are Christ, those that belong to Christ, those that are truly saved, that are bearing their cross, have crucified the flesh. See? And then in Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. The words of Almighty God have this to say: but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. The world, it's by the cross that the world is crucified unto us as believers, and I, and each believer unto the world. You see, the reason we don't bear fruit sometimes is because we are not dead. See, we are not giving God good ground to work with. We are not tilling the ground and pulling the weeds like we should, amen? You see, it will not make you popular in the world amongst carnal Christians. See, when you bear your cross, when you die to self. You see, the world will tell you to come down from your cross. Just as they went by Christ that day as he hung on the cross. And they wagged them their heads and at him and saying, why don't you come down? You saved others. Why don't you come down and save yourself? Well, the world is going to say the same thing to us. The world will tell you to come down from your cross. But you just keep your flesh there and let it die, my friend. The world will say, man, what are you doing? You're a fanatic. Why don't you come down from there and save yourself? Why not save your reputation before it's too late? Why not save your lifestyle? Why not save you, save your family and friends? You know what this is going to do to them, and it's going to cost you. Come down from that cross. Stop bearing that cross. Stop it already. Why not save yourself? Jesus probably would have said to them, I'm not interested in saving myself. I'm interested in saving you. And so likewise, when the world and carnal Christians get upset because you have decided to take up your cross and follow Jesus and do what he says and not what they say, just tell them, I'm not interested in saving myself. I'm interested in saving you and helping you. You can't understand it now. But me living for the Lord and bearing my cross is for your good, my good, and God's good. I'm not interested in coming down from here. In fact, I like it up here. The view is sure good up here. I can see the world for what it is from up here. I'm telling you, if you would just come up here, you'd see it too. You know something else? Jesus is up here with me. I'm crucified right beside him. I'd rather be with Jesus. Jesus commanded me to do this for him. And since he has done so much for me, the least I can do is shoulder up to my cross and bear it for him. Notice with me, in Galatians chapter 2, what the words of God have to say, beginning in verse 16, the words of God say this, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. See? So no one can save themselves. That's what it says. No one can be justified by anything they do. They can only be justified and made right in the sight of God by their faith of Christ. Amen. Verse 17, but if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also have found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. See? For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto Christ. I am, he says here, crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. See? It says here that only faith, by the faith of Jesus Christ, believing on him, can you be justified. And even though we may be found a sinner, Christ is not the minister of sin. Amen. And the Apostle Paul tells us that he's crucified with Christ. And despite being crucified with Christ, his flesh has been crucified. He still lives. But the difference is Christ now liveth in him and in you and I when we crucify the flesh. Amen. Cross-bearing, it will please Jesus Christ. Cross-bearing will please Jesus Christ. Notice with me in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. The words of God have this to say, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And that's what cross-bearing is, reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Cross-bearing. If you bear your cross, as the Lord has commanded you, you will reap in due season. Look in Galatians chapter 6 with me. Galatians chapter number 6. And in Galatians chapter number 6, notice with me, beginning in verse 7, what the words of Almighty God have to say. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. See, when you bear your cross as you're commanded to, then you're sowing to the Spirit. But when you don't die to self, crucify that flesh, then you're, as it says here, you're sowing to the flesh. Verse 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You know, sometimes bearing your cross, you grow weary and you want to quit. Amen. But the promise here is in due season. Amen. On God's schedule, you're going to reap if you don't faint, if you don't quit, if you don't give up bearing that cross. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Did you hear that? You have opportunity. As a God, the Lord presents you with an opportunity to do good. Do good unto all men, especially, the emphasis is on, unto them who are of the household of faith. Household of faith, your brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. Especially do good unto them. That's what God is saying here. Another thing cross-bearing will do, cross-bearing yields fruit. Cross-bearing yields fruit. Look with me in the Gospel of John, chapter 12. Beginning in verse 23. Words of God say this, and Jesus answered them, saying, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. See? If you die to self, you will bear fruit. If you bear your cross, you're going to bear fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. See, that he that hateth his life in this world are those that are bearing the cross, crucifying the wicked flesh. Amen. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. And if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. See? So cross-bearing. By cross-bearing, you yield fruit. Amen? And you'll be with the Lord. And God the Father will honor you. Also, in John chapter 15, beginning in verse 1, words of God have this to say: I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except you abide in me. And here, the believer is the branches, the vine is Jesus Christ. And I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Amen? You'll bear fruit if you bear your cross. And then in Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 12 with me. Proverbs chapter 12. In verse 12, the wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the root, here it is, of the righteous yieldeth fruit. Amen? That's right. If you just work on keeping the ground right, tilling the ground, that is your heart right, amen, God will plant what needs to be planted. He may use another Christian to water you, a church to water, but God is the one that will give the increase and cause you to grow and flourish and bear fruit. The root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. And the last time I checked, the root is Jesus. Amen? And of course, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul describes just that. Watering and planting, but God gives the increase. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning in verse 5. Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Amen. So, we're going to continue next time our lesson on bearing a cross. Again, the title of our lesson is, Has Your Cross Budded? So, we'll pick up next time where we left off. I hope you'll join me. This is Brother Gino Cassieri. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today for the pastor's study. Until we meet again, may God richly bless you, is my prayer, and good day.